In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The lesson is from the book of Enoch. As the vine I have brought forth a pleasant odor, and my flowers the fruits of the honor and riches. I am mother of fair love, and of fear, and of knowledge, and of holy hope. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth. In me is all hope of life and of virtue. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. For my spirit is sweet above honey, and my inheritance above honey unto the honeycomb. My memory is unto everlasting generations. They that eat me shall yet hunger, and they that drink me shall yet thirst. He that hearkeneth unto me shall not be confounded, and he that worketh by me shall not sin. They that explain me shall have everlasting life. Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore had seen his mother and the disciples standing whom he loved, he said to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. After that he saith to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour the disciple took her into his own. Thus concludes the reading of the Holy Gospel. You may be seated. Today, because it is a proper feast, rather than continuing on our looking at the virtues of Mary as we've been doing, though we've been interrupted the past 2 weeks by Great Marian Feasts on these Saturdays, what a great blessing. Today, let's look at the Holy Heart of Mary, which we celebrate today, the Immaculate Heart of our Mother, and especially to see her through the eyes of St. John Eudes, who gave us this very feast, wrote this Mass for us, both of the Sacred Heart and also of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But today, on her feast day of the Immaculate Heart, let's focus on this little five-page reading on her Immaculate Heart, or as it was called at the time, the Holy Heart of Mary. St. John Eudes has the distinction of having been the first person to have celebrated this feast, a feast, in the honor of the Heart of Mary, on February 8, 1648. In Autun. When he was canonized in 1925, the Holy Father proclaimed, quote, the Father, Doctor, and Apostle of liturgical worship of the hearts of Jesus and Mary. Nowadays, the Church, everyone speaks about the Heart of Mary, especially since the apparitions of Fatima in 1917, but the idea advanced by St. John Eudes was an innovation and met with great deal of resistance on the part of those who claimed he was proposing something new and hardly orthodox. In his masterwork, The Admirable Heart of the Mother of God, he set forth a doctrinal foundation for spiritual teaching. When John Eudes wrote The Life and the Kingdom of Jesus in 1637, he mentioned only in passing the Heart of Mary, which was one with the very heart of Jesus, as Father Brulé stated earlier in his space of 11 years, his thoughts on the subject and developed them considerably. In 1648, he composed a Mass and Office in honor of the Heart of Mary, which received Episcopal approval for the celebration in the seminaries directed by the Congregation of Jesus and Mary. Why choose the heart? It was a popular theme in contemporary literature and literary circles. St. John Eudes was not an adept of fashionable salons where sentiments, feelings, and, quote, the fire and flames of love were customarily discussed, but he was a contemporary of Corneille. He, too, a Normand and a poet with his hero, Rodrigue, the man of chivalrous heart, had aroused the admiration and enthusiasm of all France. In popular parish mentions, a Brinton rector, Michael Le Noblesse, made use of the tableau with an accordant abundance of hearts to depict the life of the Christian, with its vices and virtues, as well as the whole road to perfection. An illustration in the life of the Kingdom of Jesus displays a heart, that of the Christian, containing the image of Jesus and Mary, and with the inscription, quote, O Lord Jesus, O Virgin Mary, we want you to reign over us, in quotation. John Eudes, the apostle of love, wants to communicate to the Christian people that the fire of the love, which he himself had experienced, quote, God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. The heart is symbolic of that love, the antidote to Jansenism. Why then speak about a heart of Mary? Because by looking at Mary, we too learn to welcome Christ so that he may live and reign within us. Quote, indeed, this incomparable heart of the mother of our Redeemer is a flawless mirror in which Jesus, the Son of Eternity, is reflected perfectly in all of his beauty and perfections. In quotation. In this way, we too, following Mary's lead, will become icons of Jesus. Mary's heart is indeed her humanity, fully inhabited. In the Bible, the word heart often is used to designate the whole of a being with all its qualities. Quote, you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, as it says in Deuteronomy chapter 6. St. John Eudes frequently meditated on St. Luke's text, Luke 2:19 and 2:51. Mary kept all these things in her heart. The heart of the Blessed Virgin is the depository and faithful guardian of the marvelous mysteries of the Savior, says St. John Eudes. She kept all the marvels of her life, of her Son, in a way that her bodily heart, the source of her life, and the seat of all her impulses, all the movements and beats of her heart were for Jesus, end quotation. She kept them in her heart, that is to say, in her memory, her intelligence, her will, in her deepest recesses of her mind, since all the faculties of her soul were ceaselessly applying to remembering, meditating, contemplating, adoring, and glorifying all that happened in the life of her Son. She kept them in her heart, according to the divine words, Place me as a seal in your heart, as it says in Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 6. That is to say, she focused on engraving in her soul and in her interior life a perfect image of the holy life of her son. She kept them in her heart with the help of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of her spirit, the heart of her heart, who reminded her all of these things to nourish them with her contemplation and to relate them to the apostles and the disciples. End quotation. John Paul H. said that Mary was, quote, a unique witness of the mystery of Jesus. From the very first moment, the church looked at Mary through Jesus. She looked at Jesus through Mary, as it says in Redemptoris Mater number 26. Mary is a living gospel, as St. John Eudes used to say. Our saint liked the quote of St. Augustine, who said, quote, Mary bore Jesus in her heart before carrying him in her womb, end quotation. Quote, happy are you, Virgin Mary, for having borne in your body the Lord who made the world, happier still for having borne him in your heart, end quotation. Indeed, quote, Mary bore him in her womb for only 9 months, but she carried him in her heart from the very first moment of his life and will continue to carry him eternally, end quotation. Again, Jesus, for the first fruit of the adorable heart of the Father, is also the fruit of the most loving heart of his mother. Vatican II proposes Mary as the model of our faith, saying in Lumen Gentium 56, Mary, given full consent to the word of God, became the mother of Jesus, espousing wholeheartedly to the divine will of salvation, end quotation. Mary's entire life is a yes to God, spoken with all her heart. For St. John Eudes, the heart of Mary is Mary in all her humanity, her physical heart, the principle of the two most precious lives, which she was carrying and forming Jesus in her side. That heart on which Jesus, nourished by Mary, rested her as her child. The heart of the mother, which was pierced at the sight of her son dying upon the cross. That heart now transfigured, always alive in the glory of Jesus, her motherly heart with respect to all of us. Her heart, says St. John Eudes, also means her human sentiments and feelings, her joys, her fears, her humility, the ardor of her love, all that being made one by the Spirit at the very heart of her heart. And lastly, St. John Eudes says, quote, the heart of Mary is Jesus himself, end quotation, because Jesus lives and reigns so fully in Mary, quote, that he is the soul of her soul, the spirit of her spirit, and the heart of her heart, end quotation. The heart then clearly expresses the entire maternal mystery under the sign of love. Mary, who is totally loved by God, is never far from her children. Listen to what the saint says. He says, quote, the heart of Mary is the heart of fire with love of God and for us. She loves us with the same love with which she loves her son, Jesus. She sees and loves us as her own children, since our Savior on the cross gave us to his mother as her children, saying to each one of us what she said to the beloved disciple, quote, behold your mother. That is why in all your undertakings, all your needs, all your perplexities and afflictions, you must have recourse to that heart of our most charitable mother. It is a heart constantly watching over us and the least of things that touch us. Mary is the mother of mercy. St. John Eudes, the missionary, came across a great deal of suffering and misery in his own experience, which is reflected in this, his prayer to Mary. Quote, O most meek and pious virgin, cast your eyes upon the misery that fills the world and all its people who are deserving of your concern. There are so many poor people, widows, orphans, and all sorts of sick people, so many captives and prisoners, so many who have been subject to the malice of men, so many defenseless people oppressed by violence of those who lord it over them, so many laborers for the gospel exposed to thousands of hazards to save souls in peril, so many anguished hearts, above all, so many souls in a state of sin, which is the greatest of all tribulations. O Mother of Mercy, Consoler of the afflicted, Refuge of sinners, open the eyes of your kindness to our supplications and show yourself to be the Mother of Mercy. End quotation. Mary is for us a model of life of Christ. St. John Eudes likes to call her Mother of Sweet Love, entirely filled with love of God and for us. To observe Mary, then, is to learn how her welcome into the world, to let ourselves be transformed by Jesus, led by the Spirit, and become ourselves living images of Christ. Mary, who formed Christ, is still associated with that particular work of God in the hearts of men and women today. Quote, as long as the Eternal Father granted that Mary should conceive in his soul, first in her heart and then in her womb, in the same way, he gave her the ability to form Jesus in the hearts of the children of Adam. That is why she participates in the work of our salvation. By this, she makes use of this power with incredible love. And just as she carried the will to eternally carry her son Jesus in her heart, so too she carried and will carry forever in that same heart all the members of that divine head as her beloved children and the fruit of her maternal heart, which she is continually offering up for God's divine majesty. Mary cooperates with the church in this regeneration of humankind in Christ. It is from the brazier of his love, the heart of Jesus and Mary, that St. John Eudes drew his apostolic zeal. It is from this marvelous fountain of the heart of Mary, the real Jacob's well, that Jesus invites us to come and draw. Quote, come to me here, not at Jacob's well, but in Mary's heart, where you will find me, because that is where I have set up my dwelling place. I am the one who made this beautiful fountain. I made it for you and filled it with countless blessings for you. I'm there to refresh and strengthen you, to give you new life through its overflowing waters. Come to me, therefore, all you who thirst. Come and drink this fountain's beautiful waters. End quotation. The first liturgical feast of the Sacred Heart. In an enthusiastic letter dated July 29, 1672, St. John Hughes announced, "Dear beloved brothers, that the first celebration of the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus would take place in all the houses of his congregation. The Feast of the Heart of Mary, already established and celebrated in 1648, said, 'Prepare the way in your hearts of the faithful.' St. John Hughes spoke in a singular of the heart of Jesus and Mary, which form but one heart. Many years of meditating upon Holy Scripture and upon the writings of the mystics like St. Bridget and St. Gertrude, St. John led his spiritual teaching on the heart of Jesus. Although this feast was new at the time, St. John Hughes had it celebrated in seminaries which were entrusted to him in the world. While St. John Hughes was an innovator, he very much was in step with the tradition of devotion to the humanity of Jesus, along with St. Francis of Assisi. He followed St. Francis de Sales and St. Berlou, who exclaimed, 'O heart of Jesus and Mary.' In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."